have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fine Cadillac. Not knowing all the time I had these things, my friends would stab me straight in my back. No, 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 even had a house there out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast, y'all, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills. Friends out everywhere I went, but I used to tell them that y'all ain't got a spin of cent. I used to have lots of money, I had them in big old stacks. I used to lend them my clothes, but they never, never, ever, never, never brought them back.
Now I don't.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, April the 13th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, Van Nevels. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And also with us is Gilbert Workelson. How are you?
Fine, Tanya. Thank you.
Good, good, good. And long time no see, Dr. Wes.
Hey, good to be back.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And working behind the scenes is Miera White. Everybody wants to see everybody behind the scenes, so y'all need to flash the camera. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And also back with us is Carl Calhoun. How are you? You have a mic over there? Okay. All right, good. Let everybody see Carl. Okay, we're going to go behind the scenes. The listeners are asking to see everybody behind the scenes. And also with us is Marcus Evans. Okay, Marcus. And Mr. Free. That was a half shot. He got out of the line of the camera real quick. Well, thank you all for being here today. We want our listeners to join the conversation. Phone lines are open. We welcome your comments and opinions. 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree, 63975. Or you can download TuneIn app to listen to us on your mobile phone. Or you can listen to us on any phone and by dialing 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AM-FM 247 Network. We are not going to start with the politicians today. I am, you know, really tired of the all the media just focusing on Donald Trump. Everything. I mean, you name it, Donald Trump is in it. Let's go from a different perspective. The other day, I was flipping through the channels trying to find something else to watch, and my friend, I know, really, Shepard Smith, I think his name is, on Fox News, was doing an article or doing a piece on protesters that were at the U.S. Capitol on Monday. And I had not seen this story on any other network other than this one, and it was very interesting. These protesters walked from Philadelphia to Washington and were protesting on Monday. They're protesting about getting money out of politics, which I agree with 100%, and also about the voter restrictions that a lot of states have implemented. And what is it that things that are important that should be in the media is not in the news? You know, because, and also too, I think that had this article or had this issue been highlighted more on the news, that there been probably would have been more protesters. Now, about 400 protesters were arrested. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We were talking before the show whether I thought you can protest anywhere as long as it's peaceful. But I think you were saying, Gilbert, and you, Dr. West, that they probably need a permit.
Right. I would pass to Gilbert.
I haven't really. I thought you were supposed to get a permit to march up and down the streets.
Right.
That's what I always thought. So
yeah,
I don't know the details.
Yeah, I thought you could too.
The only network that really covered the story to any extent is my go-to for more honest reporting on anything, and that's democracynow.org. They did a whole show on it, or good, mostly the segment on it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have to get a permit in order to protest, that's a problem right there. Because someone can say no. You can come up with some sort of condition that you are not fulfilling X, Y, and Z. So now it's the system that is in place, granted by the Constitution, thereby subverting one of the rights in the Constitution. You dig what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
But it applies to everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
In any larger group, there are some, I would think, some possible public safety issues.
Yeah, well, define larger group.
Well, see, I'm not familiar with this particular instance.
That was more rhetorical than it was. Okay. You would know, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, this particular group, like I said, I think had there been more media coverage, that there probably would have been more
protests. I'm surprised Bernie didn't show up, didn't make it a point to go to that thing like he's gone and has marched with the Verizon workers who are on strike. Why he didn't go there? Because that would be right in his...
Right,
exactly.
Well, like I said, there is not a lot of press on this particular group.
No,
which there should have been.
But that raises a point. You just raised a point about the fact that we get a lot of Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
Dumb sells.
You know, and it sells. And that's exactly what it's about. I mean, he's making money for Fox, CNN, MSNBC, anybody that puts that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, when somebody says something ridiculous on Fox, that statement, for example, about young black kids couldn't get jobs because they had tattoos on their foreheads.
I've seen more white folks with tattoos on their foreheads.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is,
working at a bar or
doing
maintenance
really.
In an apartment complex.
But see, by that guy going ridiculous, then MSNBC has to report it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's building audiences on both sides,
and
we're getting away from the real issues.
Or when the mayor of New York and Hillary talk about CP time. You know, that kind of stuff.
Hold on, is that an issue?
That kind of stuff that's getting media coverage.
Well, it was satire.
Right, it was satire, right. I agree with you. But my point is that...
Is that it's being highlighted.
Right, it's being highlighted.
I got you.
You know, wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
When issues like this is what's important, things that really matter to us is what's important, what we need to hear and talk about. Not Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and the wives. And I don't care about that. Like I said, once again, that is not putting any food on my table. That is not paying my bills. That's not making ends meet. None of that.
And it's not setting up a structure where you can exercise your political rights within some sort of organization to protect your interests.
Right.
You know, we're spending time reacting to that. Whereas we should be, for example, getting involved in register. You know, instead of worrying about Donald Trump, who's registering voters?
Right.
Who's educating?
Or who's not registering voters?
Exactly.
And
I believe it's by design that
this is a fact.
Yeah. These kinds of issues. I mean, the media, mainstream media, wants to cover Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and Kasich 24/7, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on things that have no substance whatsoever, while we are being, you know, pushed to the curb.
But Van hit the point a second ago. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
It's about the
dumb
money.
Dumb sells.
Yeah,
that's why
them,
you know the name
they're
Kardashian.
They're making the money. We're not.
Exactly.
Right. That's why
my point, once again, to these demonstrators that were at Capitol Hill, letting their voice be heard, that one, take the money out of politics, two, stop the voter restrictions so that our voices can be heard. And like I said, because the media did not cover this as they have been covering everything else, more people probably would have showed up, made more of a big deal about this. And another thing, how much have you heard about Verizon, the strike there?
Not a whole lot.
Right. And once again, we have the TV on and we're watching Ted Cruz. I don't want to hear anything about Ted Cruz. I don't hear anything about Donald Trump. None of that. Let's go ahead and just have the doggone convention and be done with it and have the campaign and let it go and let the people's voice be heard. Jump in here, Gilbert, anytime.
Well, I'm just listening. It goes back to what everybody's saying. It's about the TV industry putting out there what they think will sell, in a sense. And forget about all the other stuff. It's about money, It's about money, money, money. I believe, this is my personal opinion. They're not going to put anything out there that doesn't get the listeners in.
Nothing that's going to educate us or inform us. Let me put it that way. Anything that's going to inform us. Stuff.
But see, right now the deal comes down to the point that the First Amendment of free speech, et cetera, is now owned by corporations.
It's been that way for the longest time.
Exactly.
And it's about the business. It's about the money. It's not about, you know, individual expression. And see, the restriction and the money in politics is all geared at getting the people's voices out of the political discussion.
Mm-hmm. That is so very true. Let me read some of the things that were some of the people were saying. The demonstrators chanted things like "one person, one vote, money out of politics," and they were directing that to the David and Koch brothers, who plan to supposedly.
They're going to be putting $800 million
They said, this is what I read, $900 million towards whoever the campaign candidate, of their choice, which probably will. Now, I don't know if they will support. Do you all think they will support Donald Trump?
No. It depends on their business model. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the business model is yet.
Okay. Well, then.
In theory, they're not going to support him.
Exactly. He doesn't seem like the type that would have. I should say promote their agenda, but you never know.
Okay, well, they're going to support the delegates that will vote for whoever, anyone other than Ted Cruz. Donald Trump then. We have a caller? Okay. Hello, caller. I can't see on the screen. It's gone. Who?
Earl Bradley.
Hi, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and I am so glad and proud that you took the initiative not to talk about Donald Trump, but look at what affects us. And what affects us is the process that's being exposed. Because y'all were speaking of voting, but if we vote, we're going right back to the same party. So we got to look at how the parties are rigging their convention. You can't get mad because they got their rules. You know, Donald Trump has shown that he ain't as good as he's telling everybody, but he didn't read the rules that was there a year ago in order to know how to play the game. So the parties are playing their game to get who they want us to vote for in order to be elected. So we got to understand and recognize. You said something, Tanya. Yeah, we got to register, but do we have to register for any party, or do we register to be independent? And then do we begin to look more at folks that's going to really do what we need and not have fear of vetoing or those things? So it's the lesson that we take from this and realize that this is the system. And this process had to be exposed in order for us to finally realize that we can get mad and say, okay, we're going to do this.
Earl, wait a minute, turn your radio down because we hear echo in the background.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
that better?
No.
That's someplace.
Is that a little better?
It's got to be.
Okay, go ahead.
It's feedback from
his voice. Okay, I'm sorry. But hopefully you just got the gist of what I was saying.
Yes, we did.
We need to look at the processes and see how we now need to master those processes in order for it to benefit us, because that's how the game is played. You can't get mad after the fact. Just like we wasn't written in as being human beings, we were slaves.
Right.
And we had to learn how to play the game.
You're right. And honestly, it's almost hard to trying to understand how the game is played.
Right. And that's the other part. Because it was always a moving game.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to participate, get at the table, and participate at the beginning to make sure that we establish that consistency. And you just hit it.
All right.
Is that oversight from the people, since it does say we, the people.
Hey, Earl, this is Van. There's something I'm trying to research, and I'd like to talk to you about it. So before you get off the air, would you leave your number with Mr. Free? You do have. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to hear, because I got this air plug phone in, because I don't have one in the radio, the car ride. Everybody jokes about it. But yes, most definitely, I have no problem in getting with anyone.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Earl. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, y'all stay blessed. That's why my show, as you always have,
Thursday, tell us about your show.
Yeah, 10:30 to 11:30, and that's the name of the show, Capitalism Rules.
All right,
sounds good.
And
the show shows you how and what the rules are, and then let's get together, and we'll be showing each other how we make it work for each other by mastering, capitalizing, and joint venturing. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Earl. We appreciate it. That was the other thing the protesters were protesting against the Democratic superdelegates. The party's figures, such as the members of Congress who are given votes at the Democratic National Convention but are not elected by primary elections or party caucuses.
I hear a lot about that, too, when people about, especially about the voters' representation and being changed over to the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got so many delegates that are voting for one person, but they say, we're going to change it. We have so many people voting for one person, but the delegates, the establishment says,
right,
we want these delegates. It doesn't add up. I don't know,
right.
I don't know how we managed to do this.
I don't understand it. I really don't. It's
confusing
to me.
What was the inspiration for having created a delegate, the delegate entity, when it comes to elections? Why did that have to happen? Was it an overwhelming response amongst the people that they had to then somehow make it more efficient?
I'm
throwing this out there just because I can't.
I don't know why they're necessary.
This is just why they exist.
And the caucuses are even worse.
I'm thinking it's just because everybody can't go to the convention, so they send representatives to the convention. That's one thing I can think of.
What's the need for representatives when the people have spoken?
Right.
I'm just saying. I mean, everybody can't go to the convention, so I'm going to send my representative. But I expect my representative to take my vote or my district in there and vote the way the people in that district
vote. Right.
But that's
exactly
not happening.
That's not happening, and they change it, and I don't understand.
Why the middleman, okay? Right. Why we got the middleman?
Because if you've heard them recently start to justify it, they now say that the particular parties are not democracies. See, they play that game and just take a vote, and everyone thinks it's a democracy.
Right, exactly.
But they have certain rules that perpetuate the ruling structure. Mm.
Right.
And so that's how all those things are put into place. Mm-hmm. They will tell you straight up, we are not a democracy, and we can change the rules as we go.
A representative republic,
and
all
that's
of
a problem.
This kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's a real big problem. And once again, I think the group that were protesting on Monday, all of us, it should have been a larger group. The media should have been on top of that, for the mere fact that there are a lot of things in our political system that needs to be changed or clarified. Because the way it is now, like Earl said, we don't know what the rules are, and they're playing the game. We don't even know what the doggone game is.
Have you received any canvas or questionnaire or survey from the Congressional Black Caucus asking you what you think about what they should do?
No, I have not.
Because they're a part of that same sort of.
They're part of the system.
Exactly.
Say it like it is, bro.
It is.
Don't be scared. It's Tanya Free. You free here.
Right.
Only one is free is Mr. Free.
What's the name of the demonstration, you know?
They were called Democracy Spring. Hold on a second. I can tell you. There were several coalitions, and they were listed as some sort of. Let me put my glasses on. A series of Democracy Spring protesters. And this is a group of various coalitions. And this demonstration is supposed to take place all week long in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you said you heard about it, Van?
I heard about it from democracynow.org. I highly recommend any and everybody to check them out every morning. They are played on certain radio stations, but if you go to their website, you can watch the news live, I think, at either 8 or 9. And then do a replay of that day's episode. At like either 11 or 12.
Okay.
But they talk about the stuff that has not hit the mainstream media and likely won't.
And that's our problem.
Yeah.
Today's smooth jazz break is jamming by Grover Washington. I'm sorry, praise break. Today's praise break is People Get Ready by Take Six, sponsored by Inspiration Radio 1510 AM 97.9, covering New Orleans and the Louisiana Gulf Coast.
I heard about it from Democracy. People get ready. There's a train coming. It don't need no baggage.
No, no.
Get on board.
Who needs a thing?
If a diesel's calling, don't need no ticket. Just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord, Joe.
Jordan, picking up passengers. Big John Trimble here to invite you to listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you'd like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's jazz program coming up.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guaranteed with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone, whatever you need to do. Just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said this after his big win in the conservative state of Wyoming.
Our victory tonight, momentum is that within the last couple of weeks, there have been national polls which have had us 1 point up or 1 point down. We have now won 7 out of 8 of the last caucuses and primaries.
Let's check the facts. There were 14 delegates up for grabs in Wyoming. Bernie won 7, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also won 7. Bernie had to win Wyoming, New York, California, and every other primary and caucus by 80% in order to even tie Hillary Clinton in the delegate count. The fact is, Clinton leads not by 1 point, as Sanders suggests, but by 438 points. The current delegate totals, as of this broadcast, 469 for Secretary Clinton, 31 for Senator Sanders. At this rate, Sanders should be able to tie Clinton by the end of April in the year 2089.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. Eastern on RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com and New Orleans Talk Network, brought to you by Black Trade Lines, helping you build trust in your community.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We are going to go We're going to go straight to the phones. Our friend, Brother X, how are you?
Yeah, you got me?
Yes, we have you. How are you, friend?
I'm slow, but I'm sure.
That's
I just want to warn you.
That's all right. That's calling, all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I want to warn you, even though I don't be calling, I be listening at you. So
well, thank you. We do appreciate
I want to make a few comments.
Okay.
On Bernie Castro Sanders. If the power structure select Bernie Castro Sanders, he wouldn't be able to get a silent fart through the Congress or the Senate unless it benefits white supremacy. Now, on Hillary Clinton racial satire, it goes right in line with Chris Rock making lynching and slavery a laughing matter at the Oscars. But here's the question. We know Hillary Clinton is not a dummy. We know she got smart people all around her. We know her husband was a president. Why would you go do something stupid? And why would your advisors tell you to go along with that when it was totally unnecessary?
What are you talking
that
about?
That is the question. Why would somebody do this racist satire when there's no need or cause to do it?
Okay, you talking about the CP time thing with the mayor?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, before they answer that, let me make this comment and I'm going to hang up. I want your guests to answer why they think someone would be so stupid and yet so smart. Now, before I hang up, I want to share something with you and the listening audience. Here in Chicago, last week, racial slurs went out over the police radios.
Oh, not again.
There was no real outcry here about it. The mayor came on and said, oh, he's going to investigate. He's going to ask for investigation. But nobody came together to denounce this racism, this white supremacy.
Well, can I ask you, Brother X, what was actually said?
No, I don't know what was actually said. No, because let me tell you something, sister. I am trying to stay away from news media.
Why did you bring
me to us? I heard it on the talk show, but the reason I'm trying to stay away from news media, because they are messing with our minds.
That brother's
right. The propaganda in our minds.
Without a doubt.
They're creating context in our minds for what they have coming down the pipe. And if I listen to it, even though I know it's propaganda, it's still in the back of my mind.
Okay.
I can't get it out.
Okay.
So I'm trying to stay away from it.
Okay, Dr. West said he agrees with you.
I agree.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that.
But here's the thing. There are so many police killings in this city, you wouldn't believe it. We had a police kill a black boy, shot him down, and he put his feet on the black boy and had his partners to take a picture. Like the boy was an animal.
When did this happen?
What city?
That might have been a month or two ago.
Chicago.
Then you got the boy that shot Laquan 16 times. Just a numb. We had a policeman, a boy, he was chasing a boy. The boy ran under the car and yeah. The policeman being under the car, shot the boy about four or five times. Then you all remember when the man called the police to his house. He was having a disturbance with his son. The lady came to open the door. Police killed her.
Right. I remember that. We talked about it.
Then killed the boy that came downstairs. But here's my point. To have this kind of police terror and to have them to come on the police radio and put racial slurs on it, do we have any idea what that means, and what is going on in this white supremacy country?
Okay. It's a white supremacy country. That answers the question.
I got a question, bro. That was in Chicago, what happened there?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the ratio of black cops and white cops in Chicago? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know, but it's way low.
It matters if you're saying it's white supremacy when it's got black officers and white officers. You're calling it white supremacy when you got black officers and white supremacy. How can it be white supremacy? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, the black police don't stand up, bruh.
Oh, so that's still white supremacy.
In the 60s and the 70s, we had a strong black police union. But they have kind of like been done away
with. So we got weak police officers.
Yes. Oh, it's no doubt. And that's everywhere.
I'll take care of them for you.
Well, let them take care of it for me.
Okay.
But I tell the black policemen here on the talk show. You was not hired to go in there and go along with the Klan. You was hired to stand up for justice, righteousness. If you don't say nothing now, when the wagon come, it's coming for us all.
Well,
not for me, brother.
I think that there's some responsibility there, but there's some responsibility for the residents as well. And the leadership that's in place. What are you all doing? I know at one point you all were trying to get rid of Mayor Ron Emanuel.
What's happening?
Where's that stand at this point?
Oh, he's not going to go anywhere. But here's the thing. There's 50, 60 city councilmen. Mm-hmm. About 19 of them are black. You can't pass nothing down there if those 19 block it. Black leadership have sold us out.
Okay.
That's
your best argument you've had all day, I think.
Hey, listen, black leadership has sold us out in America. They sold us out in Africa. They have sold us
out. So, how can you fix it then? How can you, you used to call us from Chicago, right?
Chicago, yeah.
How can you blacks in Chicago fix it? Because we're in Virginia. So what are you all going to do about it?
You can't fix it.
Yes, you can. The people have to stand up and make their own voice rather than allowing the politicians to make the decisions for them. They need to march on Chicago, down at City Hall. You need to get together with those people up there and march. Weak in Virginia can't do anything for you. You guys elected all these black officials yourselves. You have to get them out of office.
Or put more, get some new ones and put more in office. Change the ratio.
Okay, let me close with this bottom line. The great Marcus Garvey had the only answer for us as descendants of slaves in the wildernesses of North America. Garvey in the 1920s said, we must go back.
Bruh, I ain't going back to no Africa. What's wrong with you?
Now, let me finish.
Bruh, I ain't going back to Africa. I've never been there. They would not treat me as an African there.
I'm going to tell you what the answer was and is. He said, we must go back and reclaim Africa for us and the Africans. He said if we did not do that, that eventually they was going to exterminate us here, and then they was going to exterminate the Africans over there. And this is exactly what you're saying. There is no
self-determination
to be had in this country for us. That is a pipe dream.
It's now, a consequential statement.
As long as you want, you're not going to change a white supremacy country. They are in power.
So
this belongs to them.
So, Brother X, let me ask you this question.
And get yours.
Okay, so, Brother X, let me ask you this question. You're saying that we should all pack up and go back to Africa. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, if you are able to get out of here, to get your grandchildren or your young child out of here, you should do it because we are going to be exterminated.
Have you gotten your ticket, bro?
I do not foresee 20, 30 million blacks going to no Africa.
Okay.
But I can see you or me going to save ourselves or our family.
So
I'm not trying to save 20 million
blacks. Well, let me ask you this, Brother X. Do you think, you know, the people in Africa would accept us? I mean,
thank you.
They will not accept 20 to 30 million blacks, but they will just accept you and your child.
Okay.
You are in your family.
Okay.
Nobody's been to accept 20, 30 million blacks today.
Okay.
But today, you got to worry about saving your life because right now, we're going to be exterminated. And you need to open your eyes and see it and stop playing with these psychopaths because these psychopaths, they are not playing, and they is letting us know they ain't playing.
Okay.
And I know you see it.
Okay.
Because you see them shooting down your children. You see them abusing
I interject something here? You think I would travel to Africa and live there and I'd have a better life, better freedom, better opportunities in Africa as a black man than I would here? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm telling you, brother.
I'm going to answer that question, though.
What I'm telling you is, we are finna be exterminated.
No, bro, I know we're getting certain. I don't see no signs of extermination for black people in America. That's just my opinion. But do you think that if I pull up and pull up my family and move to Africa, that I'll have the same opportunities, the same freedoms, the same opportunities for success I would in America?
Brother, it's like the Titanic.
I just asked a yes or no question. You don't have an answer. Thank you.
Brother, you can try to save the Titanic, or you can get in a lifeboat. It's just that simple.
Okay. All right.
I can't tell you what Africa will offer you. I am trying to express to my people what's finna go down here.
Okay.
And it's going to be the greatest genocide, the greatest extermination that has ever happened. And it's finna go down right here.
I don't know where you're getting all these theories from.
I want to put that out to the people.
Okay.
So they'll know what these psychopaths are doing. What they have planned.
Thank you, Brother
they
X.
They are carrying it through.
Okay, we appreciate it, Brother X. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you. Ron, you said you agree with Brother X with regards to the statement he mentioned about the news messing with our heads and our minds.
Well, if you look at what's going on, what we're reacting to is the surface stuff.
Right.
You know, the crazy stuff. As this guy calls them, the psychopaths. To have somebody, what was on Fox the other night, Hannity, mm-hmm. one of those, they made the comment about, you know, black kids couldn't get jobs because they're not educated and they have tattoos on their foreheads. You know,
that was Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Okay. That resonates to some folks. And what we're doing is that we're sitting there going, my goodness, look at that. And this is stupid and we shouldn't spend the time. Because that does
correct.
Get in your head.
I agree.
You know, and what we should be doing.
And the same thing with, really, that's the same thing, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, watching the mainstream media talk about Trump, Ted Cruz, and stuff that's insignificant, that has absolutely no substance.
No substance. And what's going on is that out here in the world, there are a lot of fundamental changes. What we're having is that the...
I tell you, hold your thought. We got to take a break.
Sure.
Reclaiming the Drum, WMXP 95.5. 95 FM. Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the Drum.
You're listening to AM/FM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
This is Tanya Free. Summer can be a difficult time for families of youth with behavior problems. Many kids with behavior problems just cannot make it in a traditional daycare or summer camp. But there is an option. Call my friends over at the Metropolitan Day School today, 804-321-2595, to see if your elementary or middle school age child is eligible. Breakfast, lunch, and transportation provided. Limited slots. First come, first serve. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School, where Eagles Soar.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We are back.
I want to dedicate this entire show to the passing of my cousin, Will Dyer.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, he passed Monday, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, definitely have our condolences.
So. Much appreciated. Mm-hmm. Definitely be missed on a whole bunch of different levels to a whole bunch of different people. Yeah. So, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ron, during the break, you would make a statement
about Brother X.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a book that was written back in the late 60s by a gentleman by the name of Samuel Yett, Y-E-T-T-E. Mm-hmm. And the book is about the planned obsolescence of black folks, and that what the theory was the Great Society programs of the Johnson administration only weakened mm-hmm. the community, made us more dependent on subsidies, et cetera. It concentrated us into certain communities. And then what happened at the same time, you had the educational system come apart. We had integration work and other influences that mm-hmm. took a lot of it just split the community. Mm-hmm. And so now you have 3-4 generations of people who have gone through a certain culture and social pathologies that now are manifesting themselves today And the unfortunate state of things is that many of the young kids that you see today aren't prepared to compete in this world coming.
True, yeah.
And if you look at what's going to happen is they're going to be competing for a certain type of job, and they're going to be competing with brown folks and other people of color for a certain group of jobs mm-hmm. at the lower end of the structure and locked in.
That's happening now. That's happening already now. Yeah. So, well, Brother X think we should go back to Africa. What do you all suggest?
I'm not going back.
You made that real clear.
I mean, if you talk to Africans, they think they believe that we are Americans. We're not African. We're not true Africans. We can't go back to our tribal ancestors and pull up our tribal ancestors.
We are not of that kind.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you all suggest to be the solution?
I think we should work to make it better here if we all get together. And I'm saying all get together, but I mean,
although I have heard that that South Africa is a really nice place.
Oh yeah, no question. I know that South Africa.
Real nice. But a lot of Americans have expatriated to South Africa, and they are quite happy with the level of lifestyle and
but that brings up the real division out here is going to be class.
True. You know, it's always been that way.
Exactly. And so what happens is that only the race plays because a greater proportion of people of color fall in the lower classes economically, mm-hmm. and that's where the play is.
Yeah.
And going back to where you started today mm-hmm. about looking at the profits, and I think both Gilbert and Van were saying, the profits that the media is mm-hmm. making pushing Trump
right.
doesn't really raise the issue mm-hmm. of the police activity, the failure of the education system, all these other things that are going on. And at the same time, where have the so-called leadership of the community, where have you seen anybody
yeah,
step
oh, no
forward
question. And right. say, of course.
Jim said integration hurt us. Mm-hmm. And hurt us more than helped us. I think we all would agree with that.
Yeah.
It has. But how do we fix it? That's the question. How do we fix what has happened to us as a people, African Americans as a people?
First of all, there's a couple of things I'd like to say. One thing, we have to come back to being real families again. Because I think families are the structure mm-hmm. and the foundations of a society, number one. And then we have to fix our political system. The political system is kind of getting away from, or I don't know, it's not
okay,
there.
Okay, so what's, let me ask you this: what's broken about the political system? Address that.
We talked about the voting. We talked about delegates. We talked about
right. the money.
Getting people on the money.
The
all
money.
Those things have to
right.
be fixed. And the question is, who's willing to fight against the establishment who has all the power and all the money to bring the Goliath giant down? And I think it takes we the people. We forget that the power was in the. In with the people, but it's not an individual person. It's
right.
a group. It's a group of people
right.
yeah,
getting together for the same cause.
That's true and all, but you know, as we talk about Trump this, Hillary that, blah blah blah, this is but the soap opera.
Right.
So talk about it as such, because as far as I'm concerned, the decisions about who's supposed to be the figurehead, that's already been selected.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Period.
And I think
you can go back to 1913. That's what
AO
started.
I think said that last week. Our friend AO I think said the same thing last
yeah.
week, if I'm
yeah.
not mistaken.
Talk about it like a soap opera.
Let's go to the phones. Real brother on line one.
Okay, I'm here. Thank you guys for having me on the phone. Yeah, you know, your brother X is such a typical black militant, and it's a shame, you know, that black people are so brainwashed by the very people that are oppressing us. Arabs and Jews came to Africa out of the caves of Europe, spent 150 years in Africa, left Africa, went to Europe, and taught them everything Africans taught them, and then white fools thought that they invented civilization. So 450 years later, the dumbest people on earth have convinced these black militants that they are superior, and they are allowing these white fools to lie to them, to kill each other, to hate each other, to not listen to me. And it's a shame. You stop it. And you guys are talking about what do we have to do? What do we have to do is tell the truth. Bernie Sanders is lying.
What? Okay, wait a minute, real brother. What do we have to do?
He said tell the truth.
We have to tell the truth.
Okay.
So you tell that black idiot that, look, These people are not superior to you. We do not have to go back to Africa. We have to go back to
I think he can hear you loud
really
and clear.
We cannot listen to them. They are the enemy. If you want to believe Bernie Sanders, what do you think he's going to do? Tell you the truth?
Okay.
So stop listening to these white people.
Okay, I understand your dislike for Bernie Sanders, but what about...
Donald Trump is lying, too. If you believe Donald Trump, what's the difference between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders? Go.
Well, one is Republican and one is independent.
No, wrong. One is the white racist and one is the white supremacist revolutionary nut. They both... How many women or black people are head of communist countries? Go.
What was the question?
How many white people, white women, I'm sorry, or Africans, black people, are heads of communist countries?
None.
It might have been none, but what's the point in that?
Why the hell would you think that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are any different? Do you really think that Donald Trump Bernie Sanders is going to put a black woman or a woman or a black person in any position of power?
Let me ask you a question. How do you come to these assumptions? I don't know much about Bernie Sanders, but how do you come to your
Wait a minute, real brother.
Educate me and the rest of the people. How do you come to that assumption that he won't do this far as blacks?
Okay, can I answer?
Yeah, sure.
We're waiting.
Okay. We've had 450 years of communist rule. We had a communist revolution prior to 1962 in Russia. They broke from Mao, the Chinese. Did they put somebody black in charge? No!
I'm asking about Bernie Sanders, not about Russia.
Bernie Sanders is a communist.
How do you figure he is a communist? Just tell me. I'm only asking out of curiosity, okay?
Yeah, you keep asking, but you ain't listening.
Okay.
I've been telling you for the last 6 weeks to look up the word socialism, and you won't do it.
Real brother, take it down a couple notches. You better have a...
I'm taking it down, but I'm telling you, Tanya, I've been calling you guys for 6 weeks and telling you idiots to look at the word socialism.
Why are you calling us idiots?
I thought we were friends.
We're friends, but we can't be friends if you guys keep getting black people killed.
Okay.
So Bernie Sanders needs some milk.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Real brother, take a chill pill and call us back next week. Okay, thank you, real brother. Tell everybody to listen to your show before you go. Can you get that out?
Socialism. The word socialism means a transition to communism. Okay. You won't look it up because I'm black.
He needs some Valium and chase it with some milk.
Let me ask you this question. If he is a socialist and a communist, what about all those people that are voting for them? Are they socialists and communists also?
Like you, that white people know he's a socialist.
Well, black people are with him also. Are the black people communists too?
White people know he's white.
My question to you, are the people that are voting for Bernie Sanders, black and white, are they communists? Why are they voting for him then?
The black people are dumb. The white people are dumb. They don't believe him.
I didn't know we was talking to a scholar.
Okay. All right, real brother. Tell me about the
show. I wonder
why
people don't believe you.
So,
I can't imagine. What are you talking about? I'm black like you. They don't believe you either.
Real brother.
Yeah.
Tell everybody to listen to your show so you can take a break.
10 a.m. if you guys want to hear the truth, man. You guys are getting people killed with this nonsense. Okay. Go back to Africa. You're stupid. 10 a.m.
But you call us ignorant.
Thank you so much, real brother.
Real brother.
You ain't got to go back to Africa.
Real brother. I'm giving you one more time. One more chance. Tell everybody to listen to your show before we go.
All right. 10 a.m. Monday. Real Brother Radio Network. You're scaring the kids with all your nonsense.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, real brother. We appreciate it.
Y'all are screaming those calls over.
Wow, who said something that really pushed him over the edge today?
Nobody said anything to him.
He's already over the edge. He just needs someone to help him.
He was angry.
Okay.
Justified in his own mind.
He was really.
I don't think you've ever been that way. He's not feeling it today or something.
Yeah, something.
No, he's kind of like that all the time.
I never heard him before, is he?
He's like that all the time.
He's the same way.
Oh, really?
I thought we were friends. He insulted us.
Okay, well, y'all are frenemies.
Maybe that's what that is. So, but back to the original issue that we were talking about. What can we do as really not only African Americans, but people to focus on the issues that are really important. Republicans have a tendency to talk about abortion and immigration. That is not high on my list. The Democrats want to sort of softly talk about racial issues, but I can't get anything concrete from them.
You're not.
You know?
The thing is that the Republicans...
They said just enough keywords to get out interest.
And the thing is that they have their surrogates, who are a lot of black elected officials, mm-hmm. that are taking us hook, line, and sinker.
Correct.
And they really don't... You know, when you get a 90%, 95% approval or voting record, you know, now, I mean, of course, there's a big difference between the two parties, but that's an extreme amount when you have 95% going one way. You know, you can be taken for granted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's happened constantly over and over again. That's why I started out. It works both ways. Well, that's one of the reasons why I started out talking about the protesters at the Capitol, because we need to come out in large numbers. I mean, millions. And let our voices be heard. I mean, you know, because partially, we just talked about a minute ago that our voices aren't being heard for the mere fact that we have these superdelegates and these caucuses. What's the purpose of going to the poll? What's the purpose of voting in the primaries?
It starts, you know, when's the last time there's been any serious voter education or voter registration?
They don't want us to be
educated. I understand it. But see, the thing is, take it even a step further. It's not they.
They're making it more complicated.
Exactly. But it's not they. They're not going to do it. The thing is, it's got to start from within.
Yeah. Correct.
And you've got to get people.
How do you put people in place that are going to represent our best interests? Let's start there.
What you have to do is you look back over the last 30 years, 50 years, the elected officials that have been in place have been given a blank check. And they have gone on and done their thing. They are not really held accountable. They have not done voter registration and voter education because a low voter turnout protects their seats.
Right.
And it's what does any black politician want to do? Get reelected. Just like any white politician.
Black, white. Yeah. Absolutely.
So they want to get elected. So they get involved with certain scenarios that may not work to the best interest.
Well, and it's even gotten worse. They've made it such that it's even more difficult to vote. Now, of all things, voting should not be a maze that you got to figure out if you're coming or going. It really shouldn't be. But we have about 17 states that have like voter ID laws that are just crazy.
But
I was reading in one particular state where this woman, I think she was like up in age, mm-hmm. and she didn't have a driver's license.
Right.
Yeah. And it took her like four tries to try and get a ID, the proper ID. Not only that, it cost her almost $100. I'm sorry, we got to go to break. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online,
and on point.
This is Tanya Free. The Capital Area Health Network is Medicare and Medicaid approved. Caring and dependability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
Tune into Just Jazz on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at TanyaFree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at TyBailey.com.
Real Brother here, reminding you of our new time, 10 a.m. Eastern on RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com, YouTube, and New Orleans Talk Network. We're the alternative to conservative, but all racist, Marxist, Donald Trump, and Bernie Bro bot nut opinions are welcome.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
Brought to you by Black Trade Lines, helping you build trust in your community.
This is Earl Bradley asking you to tune in to WCLM 1450 AM radio to Capitalism Rules on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 AM. This show will expose the influence of money throughout the United States from top to bottom and how to make capitalism work for you. So tune in on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 WCLM 1450 AM radio.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We are going to go straight to the phones, and Brother X is on line one. Brother X, you with us again?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to clear up something real quick, and okay. I apologize for calling back.
No problem.
Okay, but when I suggest to people getting out of here to save your life, your children, or your grandchildren's life, I'm not suggesting you go to Africa.
Okay.
You don't have to go to Africa. You can go to South America, Central America, the Far East, Mexico. You all have to decide where to go if you make that decision. Now, many of us are not aware of the number of Caucasians who have left this country. You got Caucasians in communities in Mexico and the Far East, South America, and they left, even though they enjoyed white privilege. But they was tired of the corruption, racism, and some of them know what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I see that more as a function of economics than anything else.
They don't want to be here when there's killing all through the streets. No water, no light, mass killing. Now, refugees ain't nothing new. They come in here every day.
So, Brother X.
Hitler had refugees running for their life.
So, Brother
X. In Vietnam. I was in Vietnam. Refugees on the road. Everything they own on their back.
Brother X.
The Middle East. Refugees. It ain't nothing new.
Okay. Brother X, hold on a second.
Gonna be new.
Gilbert has a question
for you.
It's
going to be coming to a theater near you.
Brother X, go ahead. For a person that's living in those conditions there in America, how can they pull the whole families up and move to, let's say, Africa or Australia, whatever they want to do, and then pull their roots in another country and take a chance that it's going to be better there? Now, where in America where black people are living at, that there's all this kind of killing in the street that they would actually run, and there's no, in other words, if it's bad where you live in Chicago, come to Virginia, we'll take it in here. But why move across the whole ocean to have a better life when we have a life here that can, that works for us? I don't see the rationale in it. That's all.
You, well, you're first, not seeing brother, the bigger picture he's talking about.
You can't go to, you can't come to Virginia and have a better life than Chicago.
Everything is not for everybody. If you don't feel you able to go somewhere and
I'm just saying, what's the choice between Africa and Virginia or North Carolina, and moving all the space you want to move out into in a farm or whatever, and nobody's killing you, nobody's running over, nobody's oppressing you. Isn't it better there than to go to Africa and take all your family up?
Listen, brother, I got a vision. You got a vision. The people up there with you got a vision. Sometimes our vision is different. My vision is extermination is coming for us. We're going to be exterminated in mass. That's my vision.
How's that going to happen?
Anybody else who has that vision know that if you have that vision, you have to try to get somewhere where it's going to be most safe.
Okay.
I'm not trying to tell you to go somewhere and you're going to be able to make it.
Right.
I can't tell you that.
Thank you,
brother. All I can tell you is these psychopaths here, they have plans to exterminate us, and many of us, we see something coming, but we can't make out what it is.
Okay.
We like that deer caught in the headlight. We see something, but we can't make it out.
Okay. Okay, Brother X, we got it.
That's why we going to be
caught. We got you, bro.
Okay. Thank you, Brother X. Okay, we appreciate it.
And sometimes those people are taking acid.
We were talking during the break as well, along with what Brother X was talking about. You know, I made the comment that some people think that we're going to be inserted with chips, and you said you've heard that.
Yeah, they have chips already. They put in the skins for to get into buildings and stuff like that. I've seen that.
You said chips.
Business. Chips that go under your skin.
The RFID chips. That in theory is the end game of the folks that control the planet. And the whole whole point of it is that, much like you're using Apple Pay or Android Pay or whatever else, they can turn those chips off. Your money, which you never see, goes into a bank account. You go to check your balance, it's X amount, it's whatever number's on the screen. Then when you go out to buy something, you will use, instead of a phone, you will pass your hand or wherever this chip is implanted over a reader that then deducts the money out of your account.
And there you have the 666.
And if you piss somebody off, they can cut off your chip. They can turn your chip off, then therefore you have no access to money. You can literally do almost nothing. A cashless system is the goal.
Yeah.
Because as long as you have something to trade with directly, there's a limited amount of control you retain. But once you give up the one thing you need to survive, then you are under complete control.
Yeah. And if you think about it, it makes
sense. Starting your car.
It makes sense to go cashless, because how many people will rob you when you don't have no money on you?
And
they can't stick you up.
And that's the BS ploy they use to convince you that, yes, it's a much easier way to do it this way.
Okay.
And then the system around you is such that a lot of companies won't give you a check. They will only direct deposit it into your account. And if that's the only way I can get it, then that's it.
So you said we're moving towards having a chip implanted in us.
Yes.
You said there are people that already have
that. You can go online and see that.
Mm-hmm. There are people that have had...
Just Google it.
People put chips in their animals.
Right, I've known that.
A person may put a locating chip in their child.
Right.
Because if they get kidnapped, they don't know where to go to find them. They can then zero in on them, unless the person that's kidnapped them knows where it is, blah, blah, blah.
So you all think
that's a better way of life.
It's not a better way. I'm telling you how it's going to be sold.
Yeah. It's just a way of life. Just that we're moving into, and we don't have no control over it because technology is demanding, in a sense. And the people that
it will be, let me see, May 24th of 2026. What do you mean? When is this going to happen? I can't tell you that.
It's going to gradually take place. It's not going to be something.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You said we're moving towards that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's good to know as to direction. I mean, these are the kinds of things that, you know, unfortunately, mainstream media is not going to talk about it. We're not going to have any sort of show or anything to tell us about it. You have to read about it. You have to actually read about it.
And think about the dunning down effect that's going on, where people's minds are getting absorbed with all this trash.
Right.
Whereas
exactly.
they should be understanding what the new world is going to be.
Exactly. Very much so. Kevin says gun companies are making profit on the extermination.
That's, in one perspective, that's true, without a doubt.
Okay, and how is that? Explain that.
They are selling guns to people, and it's being promoted and so on, and some gun laws in some states are very laxed. Guns are tradable commodities in this society. I've been told by many folks, yeah, well, I got a bunch of guns and such, so if times get hard, I can go and sell that if I need some money.
How do you blame
gun companies for making a profit off it? They sell guns. It's up to you what you do with it.
Why do they sell military style guns like the AK-47? Why is that?
Because
why can we actually purchase that? Why is it that as citizens can actually have access to those type of military? What is the purpose of that?
The purpose, really, it's so grown men can act like the friggin' soldiers they always wanted to be and all of that kind of stuff.
But no.
They're really cool toys. Yeah, they can be used for hunting and all of that kind of stuff, but their original design was not to go out and shoot an animal.
But most
it was to kill the enemy, period.
Most people are killed, 99% of the people are killed, with handguns, not
that's
right,
true.
Okay, machine guns. That's true, but why, so once again, why do we have the ability to have access to a military-style weapon?
Because.
Listen to what I said. Military-style weapon.
Because.
If the military took over.
What war are we fighting here? Or when you purchase that gun, you fighting?
No. If you go up against military,
you
don't want a
stuff.
Pistol.
You can never tell who's going to come knocking at your door.
Military, where? What military are you talking about? If you purchase that kind of gun, what military are you facing? What type of?
The police and military, you know, we went ahead and captured this.
If you really think that eventually in the end, this is my theory, that the government's going to treat you so nice, and you don't have no assumption that government will ever take over. If you look at those countries that were taken over,
argument.
The people had no weapons to defend themselves. If you look at other countries, and they don't have weapons to defend themselves whatsoever.
Well, go back to what you said. The government is already taking over. We talk about the chip being in your arm, in your hand, or whatever.
I'm talking about
and the
physically.
Things that they're doing, aren't they already taking over?
Not yet. Takeover.
We're moving to wherever it is new world order, whatever it is they want us to do, that you don't even need a weapon. They're already doing that.
But think about who else has those types of weapons. It's not just the military. You know, it's organized crime. You know, it's, you know.
That they're going to have it whether it's legal or not.
Well, see, the thing is, if you have,
so I don't count them. I'm talking about why is it legal?
But going back to Gilbert,
legal standpoint,
you know, right to bear arms.
You don't go to a gunfight with a knife.
What gunfight are you all going
to?
No, explain
just
it to me.
The analogy. Mm-hmm. If
some people are. Wait, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, if he was saying a second ago, if your opponent has a military style arm, you don't show up with a handgun.
All right, let me try it this way. If I were to come in here today with a military-style weapon, AK-47, would you all not look at me like, why do you have this?
Yeah, but if a riot broke out in
Richmond. No, I'm talking about a riot.
I'm just saying the scenarios.
I'm saying if I were to show up
go ahead and fantasize
today
the
with a military-style weapon, AK-47 or whatever, would you not feel uncomfortable and want to know why am I walking around with an AK-47?
Yeah, I want to
know.
Yeah, I would think so.
What lifestyle are you leading, potentially, that you need to have firepower at the ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see folks walking around. It's open carry. I'm allowed to do this and that kind of thing. You know, I saw a guy in like Old Charlie's with, and I kind of look at him like, well,
I mean, he has a pistol on his
hip, and yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, you can do that and all, but I don't know.
And
what do you think is going to happen?
And there was a report I heard on yesterday where there are going to be some schools that will allow
staff.
To carry guns.
What is it? Some college in Texas or somewhere?
No, this was a public school.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
this was a public
school. Liberty University. That think a lot of those kids. Those mm-hmm. kids there are allowed to carry weapons.
For what reason?
Yeah, dude.
For the all okay. these college students, that's
immaturity
been going on.
Plus alcohol plus.
I mean, they
guns.
Have to have a permit. Most of those guys, a lot of those guys that carry guns, they have guns at home. They know when they go hunting and stuff like that. So they. I don't have a problem with people that carry guns that got sense. It's the ones that don't have sense.
Well, you don't have no sense as far as I can tell.
Okay,
so.
Whoa. That's not
whatever. Let's just move him out of the hall somewhere.
Let's be respectful. Come on.
Oh, I am respectful.
Be respectful. I do not have a problem with people carrying handguns. The military-style guns, I have an issue with it. And then I have a problem with people that carry guns as if they're getting ready to go to war. You know,
well, you can,
it's one thing.
It's legal to have. That's all there is to it.
I know it's legal to have. I'm just talking about the military. My first issue is with the military-style weapons.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. my first issue with those weapons. That, you know, why do we need that? And still I can't get a satisfactory answer as to why they are legal. Like you said, you have the folks that are.
You're given the answer. You just don't like the answer you're given. Because to you, there's nothing that can justify having a weapon of war walking around in
okay.
a civil society.
Okay, no. If it was like ISIS walking around here constantly.
ISIS, huh?
We had to be ready for war. That's one thing.
So let me give you a far, far, far answer, okay?
Hold it. We got to take a break. Today's Smooth Jazz Break is jammed by Grover Washington Jr., sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School.
Talk Network, now on your mobile device,
on your computer,
in your ear, and interactive. It's new, it's innovative, and it's on your mobile device,
Android,
iPhone, iPad, and on your computer.
Take us wherever you go.
Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV.
800-818-3967, 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish Now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967, 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
There's so much going on, it's crazy. Trouble all around. I'll tell you something, I'm not gonna let it get me down. I've been going through some funky changes. Changes all the same. We like the joy, but we can't really stay.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, go ahead and make your comment.
Oh, we talked about the reason. I think I mentioned off the air that if somebody has a large weapon that's out of their mind and it's illegal for them to have it, yet they have one. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have a legal law allowing me to have one as an abiding citizen to have one, then that's unfair to me to get one legally. You know? What may give me the right to defend myself, I want to do it legally.
Okay, I got that point. I just still think that it shouldn't be legal for that type of gun. And I think Jesse helps make that point. Jesse wants to know if we can buy an army tank for protection.
You can't. Actually, you can buy a surplus World War II, and even maybe as far as up to like an M48 tank, you can actually buy them. They won't be able to fire a shell, but you will have the physical tank and everything it can do short of... Well, if it doesn't shoot nothing, then you're really not protected.
You're in it. So then when they shoot you, they can't hit you, really. It's like armor, really. That's the only thing protection you got.
Bro,
but that's an extreme. Who wants to buy an army tank and park in the front yard?
How is that any more extreme than having a military-style weapon?
Well, I got a weapon on my wall.
First of all,
it's got to be in my yard.
Okay. It's a novelty item. Secondly, it can't shoot.
Living room.
So it's not for protection. It's for, ooh, look at this really cool toy
I
got.
But I guess the point he's making, if they allow you to have a military-style weapon, why can't they allow you to have military, vehicles?
It's out of my range of thinking.
You can have a military-style vehicle.
Like,
just
okay, I'm
going to
go on this rampage, but I'm going to protect myself by having this tank.
Yeah, but the tank you'll have won't be able to fire ordnance.
You can run over cars. You can run over houses.
So they can protect themselves.
With a tank.
If they decide they want to get up and start to shoot, you have these crazy people that go and shoot up schools and movie theaters and that sort of thing. They would use it for protection.
What would you use a tank against?
Another tank? Captured territory?
It's a tank. Once again, like I said, what are you using the military style weapons for?
For protection,
each
but
own,
justified is,
all right.
Well, I use it for hunting and all of this.
Okay.
You know, they want to play army still.
All right, well, let's go to the comments. Hold on a second.
That's why I buy, something that looks like I saw in a friggin' movie. So I got a movie prop. I hope to never use it against another person.
Okay, Newsom said, everyone deserves their day in court except beholden to the NRA. This is a response to families of Sandy Hook and Aurora shooting victims that publicly blasted presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, who voted in 2005 for the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which granted the gun industry immunity from most lawsuits.
And they're looking at, that particular situation is not too dissimilar from when Big Tobacco got sued and all of that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the thing is that the persons involved in it are doing it themselves. Now, if
if someone that came down with cancer or something like that as a result of secondhand smoke were to sue, they would. That's the similarity between those industries getting sued. You follow what I'm saying?
But Big Tobacco got caught in
lying about
exactly the information about the harmfulness of
right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how they got caught. But had they not been lying and been straight up and said this is the deal,
right.
If the person chose,
right,
then they wouldn't have had that.
As far as soon a gun manufacturer, you kind of, I'd like to have the option of doing it, but we know that it would never probably work.
Okay, let me ask this question. Opposed to suing a gun manufacturer, what about a gun dealer that will sell a gun without doing a background check?
He should be more responsible then.
Well, no.
But he was saying so.
If he's not required by law to do such
exactly,
a thing.
It's the law.
Okay. Then we get back to the legal end of it.
But okay. I think a closer analogy might be an automobile manufacturer. Mm. You know, they make a car. Somebody gets in the car, has an accident.
Then
you wouldn't hold the
then
manufacturer
that completely relieves the manufacturer of any responsibility
okay.
with the irresponsible operation of said product.
Okay. Okay.
That's quiet.
Well, let me read some of the comments. Newsom said, I'm going to read his again. Everyone deserves their day in court, except those beholden to the NRA. Lawrence said, every case is different, but blanket immunity is wrong, regardless of your stance on gun control. Jesse said, the only fuse the notion that Bernie will promise anybody anything to get elected.
Yeah, kind of.
Sharon said.
So he's a typical politician.
Sharon said. He said he wanted to protect small gun shop owners, protection of gun show owners over the lives of children. I need more clarification from Bernie on this one. He also had to admit that, hold on, that he had no plan to break up Wall Street banks and that the president has no authority to do so.
That's true. Can I jump in real quick?
Go ahead.
My biggest issue with Bernie is that he is Trump-esque in as much as he's making these grandiose claims, but what mechanism, what process, what procedure is he going to implement that no one else has thought of in order to get billionaires to pay their friggin' fair share of taxes? Right. What is he going to do to get that done? He still hasn't said anything as far as that's concerned concrete
come
enough
on, what a plan, right.
to make me go,
does any
okay, that'll work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's I mean, does my any of them have issue. A plan? I haven't seen many of them have much
well,
plan at
that's
all.
Well, so. Shame on us for not... demanding a plan, or that's what we want to hear.
Well,
that's
well,
what we want to hear. What's the plan?
Well, those that want to, if it's a what you want to hear kind of thing, then you have an issue with what's going on between your ears, as far as I'm concerned.
Because
okay. hearing one thing, hearing what you want to hear is wonderful and all. Don't believe everything you want to hear.
I understand that, but I'm saying having a plan and hold them accountable. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, have that.
I want to hear a plan and hold them accountable to that plan.
Without a doubt.
And we are not hearing anything with substance, anything close to a plan, as far as making a decision as to who should be president. We don't have any information
but
in
this,
order to do that.
This is the thing.
We don't have anything.
We Americans sure. are not demanding a plan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you give a plan if nobody's demanding?
That's what I said. I said that we don't demand a
yeah,
plan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, what we're hearing now is.
It's BS.
Exactly.
A whole lot of it.
Yeah, and it's shame on us that we allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Bert Berlin says, I don't object to requiring permits as long as no one is denied a permit because of the views they intend to express.
Okay, a permit. Permits to carry
a weapon.
Okay.
Okay. Got that. Thank you, Bernie. That was what, Bert? Thank you, Bert. Okay, thank you, Bert. Bill said, okay, this one issue, how many do Bill and Hillary have?
How many what, guns?
Guns, mm-hmm.
They are under Secret Service protection for the
yeah,
rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the answer to that question.
Kerry says, why blame a gun manufacturer or dealer for a killer? I agree with Bernie. David said, guns are legal and the sale of guns are legal.
Yep.
Hold the person who illegally uses the gun accountable. And Denise Richardson said, more than 100,000 people in America are shot in murders, mm-hmm. shot in murders, assaults, suicides, and suicide attempts, accident or by police intervention.
True.
Yeah. Scotty, our friend Scotty, gun makers should not be liable for what people do with guns. They legally purchase any more than knife makers use to be responsible for the deaths of people killed with their knives, or automobile makers being held liable for drunk drivers who kill people, which you said earlier.
Yeah.
It's really a no-brainer. Thank you, Scotty. Robert Brown said, I have to disagree with Scotty. None of those situations have a commodity designed to kill mass numbers of people. Okay. Cameron said, knives and automobiles were not designed to kill and maim. Semi-automatics and assault weapons
were designed to do just that.
Were designed to kill a lot of people fast. Mm-hmm. I am not against all hunts.
Robert says guns.
Yeah. Okay, guns. Just these military-style weapons that should not be on the streets. I agree with you 100%, Cameron. And Timothy said no. Lewis said agree with Lawrence. Why not let the courts decide on the merits of each individual case, not blanket immunity?
Well, what Cameron was more specifically referring to is high-capacity magazines. Because about a decade ago, more than a decade ago, they implemented an assault weapon bill, mm-hmm. law, and one of the stipulations is that a handgun couldn't carry more than 10 rounds in it. And I made a joke at the time. I was like, are y'all trying to reduce crime and make criminals better shots? You dig what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
And by having a high-capacity magazine an assault rifle, first of all, that bullet is designed to kill and maim. Mm-hmm. But if you can shoot off 30 rounds before you got to change the magazine, okay, that's the issue. If you had to reload after, one shot, five shots, in that time of you having to do that kind of thing, right. Someone could, keep you from doing it. Look at Gabby Giffords. Her situation was exactly that.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Let's say the government going to allow you to have no assault weapons, okay? Mm-hmm. Then they're going to allow you to have all the pistols and handguns you want. But we're going to only give you 20 bullets. How would you feel about that?
You better learn how to shoot straight and shoot wisely.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem. Right. 20 bullets is all you're going to need for the whole year? How much of that are you going to use for practice?
Well, how many bullets have you used in a year?
No, I'm just asking the question. Don't ask the question.
I guess you can't ask me because I am not a gun person.
But I'm just a theory.
I'm not a gun person. And probably 20 would do me fine.
20 would do you fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many are
you
going to use for practice? Probably I wouldn't be practicing with it. I mean, really.
You wouldn't practice?
No, I probably wouldn't. practice with it. No. Let me say this. If I put bullets in the gun, I'm going to be aiming it to shoot and kill.
But you still have to have some practice. If you got a weapon, you better learn how to shoot it and how to shoot it.
Yeah, shooting guns straight ain't quite as easy as it looks.
Well, my thing is this: I am not going to own or purchase a gun or have a gun unless I know how to use it.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just thinking I wouldn't need practice. I mean, I will learn before I purchase it, and once I have it,
well, how would you learn if you are limited on the amount of ammunition?
Shooting range and that sort of thing. I am not.
Yeah, but you're only allowed to have 20 bullets a year.
Let me go back. Shooting range, I'm going to know how to use it. And if I have only 20 bullets, when I use it, I'm going to use it, aim. It's not going to take. If it takes me 20 shots, then I should have it.
But I think his question was, who is it to tell you that the magic number is 20?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said,
is it the government?
I don't know. I'm not a gun person.
But see, the point is that are we getting to a discussion where these limits are mm-hmm. going to be imposed and arbitrarily by some other force?
Yeah. And are you willing to live with those within those parameters?
And if not, then you have to go get your bullets on the black market.
Yeah,
just like folks are getting guns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when you fire an automatic weapon, pop 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 pop, it's just going to keep shooting. You say you're out of bullets before you know it.
This is the military style weapon you're talking about.
I'm just talking about a regular pistol. If you got an automatic pistol, it's going to...
Well, there are very few automatic pistols. Yeah. They're all semi-auto, but you can't get full auto.
They have 15 rounds in them. And before you know it, the bullets are gone. And if you're in some type of firefight and somebody that's got more bullets than you are and more guns than you are at the time, then it comes down to...
Well, let me ask you, how many people you all know that have guns and have actually used a gun for purposes to protect themselves and have had to shoot off 5 or 10 rounds?
What do you mean shoot off 5 or 10 rounds?
Had to actually use 5 or 10 rounds.
Were they in a situation where they had to defend themselves with a gun?
Had to defend themselves and they actually used that many bullets.
I don't know anybody personally.
That's my point. How many of you all know that? Anybody out there listening have had to use that much firepower, please give us a call. Because I don't know anybody that has had to use firepower like that.
Part of my day job had me in one of the rural counties outside of Richmond, and we were walking some property. And the family that owned the property, it was some acreage down in Charlotte County. And in walking the property, the owner said, "Hold on, let me go get my handgun." I said, "Cool." So he put his handgun on. And my question was, "Well, what is it that you expect to jump out here?" So at least I'm prepared because I'm a city boy.
Right.
And you didn't have your gun.
I didn't have my gun. So he said, "Listen, they have wild boars. They have coyotes. They have all kinds of things."
Well, you want to walk it during the day or the night or what?
At daytime.
Yeah.
But see, if you're in the woods and something jumps out, you can't say, "Oh, let me think about what you are." You've got to be able to react to the situation. Yeah. So the thing is that in terms of, we think in the context is urban.
And that's a little different. See, they have to defend themselves where in their environment against wildlife.
But see, again, that I raised that, that's, you don't have any problem. You know, and if you had been walking the property and you heard that explanation, you say, "That makes a lot of sense."
Yeah. Right. That makes a lot of sense in that particular situation. Right. Mm-hmm.
So there are other situations.
So how many people actually will have wildlife, boars and other things jumping out at them? That's one case.
I'll give you just one more. Go ahead. You're riding down the highway, one of these good old Virginia highways. Let's not make it an interstate. Let's make it 360 or 460 or one of these, you know, little back roads, and it gets dark, and especially if you're going down 301.
Gotcha. You know how to score in.
You know, and you know, gotcha, you're going down the road like that.
Gotcha.
And wouldn't you feel more comfortable if you had a permit to carry a gun, if you had your gun in your car?
Fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
So that's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay. And that's fine. And I had no problem with the gun. I said military style weapon, and you all threw in just 20 bullets.
Let me tell you, if I were out in the field and the coyote jumped out and the person had a military style weapon and used it, I'd be okay. Okay? Because it wouldn't be any question that whatever was coming, it's not going to be much left of it.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Okay?
And plus, because you got to go across the board with us. He made a good point. You got to go across the board. What if you have people that hunt for a living, because you have to have the deer population.
Hunting is different.
But you still have the same laws.
Who hunts for a living besides bullets? Fishermen?
But you got
answer that question.
The deer population has to be controlled. Do you use a military style weapon when you hunt?
But he said hunting for a living.
I don't mean for a living.
That's what you said.
We're talking about people that hunt for their food.
Right.
And then you have to keep the deer population.
Like who does that in the United States?
People that go deer hunting.
Okay. But they got grocery stores too. We got to take a break. Mira T.
And they pack a lunch when they go hunting. So what are you talking about?
So we can't kill deer.
Okay, y'all, we got to listen to the T.
White, and this is the tea of the week. According to CNN, Donald Trump is leading his rivals for the Republican nomination by more than 20 points in the upcoming primary contest of New York and Pennsylvania. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton also leads her primary opponent, Vermont Senate Bernie Sanders, by double digits in both states in the polls. Saturday night, NFL football player Will Smith of the New Orleans Saints was killed from gunshot wounds to the chest. Smith's wife was also shot Saturday night and is now recovering. Last Monday, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian announced their engagement through Instagram pictures. Chyna shows her big rock on her finger and leaves followers jealous. Tyler Perry as Madea dances and sings Beyonce Formation song in a play. Audience applauds to his performance and screams for more. For more Tea of the Week, text Mimi to 639-75.
Featuring the Virginia Airs of Chesapeake, Virginia. Faithful Connection. Lee Walker and Spirit of Richmond. And special guests, Julian Bunbury and Renewed Strength. Sunday, May 8th, 4 p.m. at James Monroe High School, 2300 Washington Avenue, Fredericksburg. With special recognition of military mothers, those in the military, children serving in the military, or mothers with spouses serving our country will be admitted free. General admission, $10. Get your tickets from any member of the participating groups. For vendor or ticket information, call 804-590-6846, 590-6846. Cavell Phillips will be your MC. One thing that always puts a smile on my mother's face is good gospel music.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Pick up the latest copy of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Read about the black woman who said that Bill Clinton is the father of her son. Read about what's going on with the new Creighton Court redevelopment. The Shadow returns in this issue. And also, read our black history stories. This and much more is in the latest edition of the Heart and Soul of the City newspaper. Now, you can also read it online by going to heartandsoulofthecitynewspaper.com or either go to WCLM radio website. The Heart and Soul newspaper, the little newspaper with the great big old news.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. 800-605-4650. Again, 800-605-4650.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804
321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, let me read one more comment. Julian said we need a ban on assault weapons. Thank you. She agrees with me, or he agrees. That person agrees with me. I have a comment for you, Gilbert. Sam says, how can Republicans love guns but restrict marijuana?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question, because what you're saying is that all Republicans love guns but restrict marijuana, and that also means all Democrats hate guns and love marijuana.
No,
that's what it says. No, how can Republicans love guns? You're trying to
make a false equivalency.
But restrict marijuana. So what does one have to do with the other?
How does guns have to do with marijuana? This is the question he's asking you.
I'm just trying to get clarity on it. Let me finish. How can Republicans love guns? So all Republicans love guns.
Mm-hmm. Generally speaking.
No Democrats love guns.
No, we're talking about your party.
Yeah. Okay, my party. Do the all Republicans love guns, and do all Republicans restrict marijuana?
Answer that question. Is that not a true question.
It's not even a true statement.
Okay.
It's just an assumption. It's a fallacy, really.
Really?
Because it's not a truth.
Really?
Okay, so you all have no problem with legalizing marijuana.
Nope.
When you say Republicans, that means all Republicans. That doesn't mean an establishment. That means when you say how can Republicans, that's too broad of a statement for me to answer.
You're a Republican.
And that doesn't make me the devil, does it? That's your assumption.
No.
See that guy? There you go again.
Come on, man.
What I'm just saying it's too broad of an answer for me to answer.
Well, being a Republican, what do you feel about it?
What do I feel about?
What are you not paying attention?
Usually guns, you all do not have a problem with. I believe in the Constitution, which allows us to carry guns.
Don't say you all.
What about far as marijuana?
My own personal beliefs?
Your own personal beliefs.
Now, I don't know what other Republicans think, but my own.
Sam has come back.
He's some Republicans.
Okay. Now, who are some Republicans?
Thank you, Sam.
Sam, you're dealing with a Republican, and they ain't guilty of nothing until they're guilty.
But check it. My stand on marijuana is this. After smoking marijuana growing up and drinking alcohol growing up, this is my two assumptions on this. If you look at the outcome and personality of people that's on alcohol, there's fighting, there's shooting, there's killing. When people get on alcohol, they go crazy.
Okay.
When you see people on – how many people you see that's really, really crazy, crazy out of their mind when they're on marijuana? I'm more lax on marijuana because of what it produces out of a person, the effects of a person.
Should it be legalized?
I don't do either one of them.
Should it be legalized?
That's the question we're asking you.
I'd
rather have marijuana than I'd rather have alcohol.
So is the question, answer yes?
Okay. I would take that it should be legalized.
Okay, and when you stop and think about the fact that the war on drugs was also the foundation economically for the prison industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the number of people that have been incarcerated because of marijuana convictions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no question.
You know, and what it has done and devastated the community.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the disproportionate impact,
mm-hmm.
you know, on young men of young brown men, young right. black men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to stop and say, whoa, what's the deal here?
Right. This is the thing, too. If you look at if you have the government that sells alcohol,
right?
But when they drink it, they go to the restaurant and put you in jail.
The government does not sell alcohol; it authorizes the sale.
The state sells alcohol in the black community.
That. Yeah, but I got
details,
baby.
They
count.
You get the people full of drunk. They get the killing family and messes up families and destroys whole
mm-hmm.
families.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the effect that alcohol does on society compared to what marijuana does on society, it's a no-brainer.
Okay,
that's fair.
That's fair enough. So, I think Sam, you've answered your question. If not, send us another text. But I mean,
Sam might be a Republican.
Who?
Sam might be a Republican.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But these are the kind of issues that, for whatever reason, I mean, these are the kind of issues that do not come up in the debate. You know, where does Trump, Cruz, Kasich, Hillary, Bernie, where do they stand?
Well, I just pull up.
Now, I will say, Bernie has made his stance known with regards to guns. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a gun owner and supports
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. And does support the NRA. But, I mean, once again, Sam is a libertarian.
Yes.
Thank you, okay. Sam.
Oh,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
So these are the kind of things that we the people should and still haven't.
I'm really big on medical marijuana. It helps people because I've seen the results in that. So. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, these are the kind of issues that are not talked about.
Yeah.
Especially when we have debates. I don't care if it's from a Democratic debate or a Republican debate.
You know what I'd like to see something talked about is changing the educational system and the tax system.
And what would you suggest?
I don't know. Any change would be better for good. I mean, you know.
Well, how do you know?
What problems do you have with
I didn't say I had a plan. I'm not running for office.
Wait a minute, Van. Calm down. Van, he got to
take off and go to the moon. Go ahead.
to catch you.
No, yeah.
You need to catch me. But go ahead.
No, what problems do you have with the current system?
Educational?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think our kids are getting a good education.
Because
I don't think.
Could you be a little more vague?
I don't think our kids are being educated because we have in Richmond, for instance, we got 8 schools closing.
Right.
That's a problem.
And I don't think we're putting out the economics. Quality of students that should be put out in all places of America. If you rate us with other countries, we come a whole lot lower than other countries.
We have the best. What?
We're putting all this money in.
Right, pouring a lot of money
in. And not getting the
results
out.
Right. So how would you change or what changes you think need to be made?
I think we need to change the teachers' unions. I think that's one thing we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be more, allow entrepreneurs to get involved, public to get involved.
And
I think we need to have more private schools. I think we need to be more competitive.
Okay, so let me ask this question.
Why does Van talk over me? He doesn't believe it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to separate you two next time.
Go ahead.
Okay, if we have more private schools, how would that work with folks that
can't afford it?
Yeah.
When I say private school, I mean public schools and charter schools.
Okay.
And you give kids some type of voucher. Now, some people say, well, that takes away from the public schools and the money from the public schools.
Right.
If the public schools were doing something, I don't mind. You know, make it competitive. In a competitive capitalism society, I think we should be competitive with each other. And the main thing is, if the public schools aren't educating our kids to the point that we're to be educated, then we need to find new creative ways to educate them. Kids living in the poor minority communities have to go to schools that aren't producing well, and they can't get it. I have a niece of mine whose kid's going to a school here in Richmond. She said, I want to get my kids out there fussing. They're fighting, and there's so much going on, so much drama within the schools. I just want to get my kids in a better school.
Right.
But she can't because she don't have the economic means to put their kids in a private school.
Right.
And that's the issue.
And what happens is you turn those kids right around, they go right back into that same environment, and it produces over and over again failure.
Well, let me ask you this. You said that we'd be better off if we had charter schools and private schools.
And public schools.
Okay, being that she cannot afford it, how would that affect her? What would she do? How can she educate her kids if we did turn the whole system over to private and charter schools?
Not the whole system.
Okay.
I mean, if the parents want to send their kids to a charter school and there's a voucher to pay for something and the government mm-hmm. allowed so much money to go to a private school or a charter school, then they should be able to get that money to go and help out. Parents should pay some, but the government, because we're paying educate one student, I think it's like maybe $5,000 or $10,000 per student.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take $2,000 and send it to the charter school, let the parents pay some money to go to the school, it would end up better. The main thing is getting the kid a good education so he can get out of that environment.
But one of the things, though, that we have to be careful about, mm-hmm. especially in a city like this, is that it makes a difference what zone you're in and where your kid goes.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I had a conversation the other week with two young gentlemen. They were white, and they were both in a part of the city, and I believe the school that they their school of choice was Fox Elementary,
mm-hmm.
gets high marks across mm-hmm. the board.
Yep.
And he was telling me that the property values in the zone for that school are $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more
mm-hmm.
than if the zone was mm-hmm. across the street.
Right.
And the school. And so there are some good schools, and there's some schools that are doing some things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are some that seem to be concentrated where the impact on kids of certain color is disproportionately bad.
Right. So we're out of time. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak. To speak and hopefully hear it. Thanks to our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. And of course, thanks to Dr. West, Gilbert, Dan, Niera, Carl, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember, live life with a purpose.
Free and Friends Talk Show is a presentation of Freedom Marketing Incorporated. All rights reserved. Views and comments expressed are not necessarily the views of the host and/or this station.